This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Daniel Drew was a Civil War soldier who became a minister and chaplain of the Oregon chapter of the Grand Army of the Republic. Drew was born in Virginia around the year 1843. There is no documentation of Drew's early life, but we know he was living in Arkansas at the outbreak of the Civil War in 1861. In 1863, the Union Army took control of the part of Arkansas where he was living, and at age 21, Drew was liberated. Motivated to help defeat the Confederacy and earn wages of his own for the first time, Drew moved to St. Louis to enlist. Drew volunteered for the 3rd Arkansas Infantry's African Division. The unit was dispatched to Helena, Arkansas, where they served in guard duty for the town. 6 months later, this unit was reorganized as the Army's 56th Colored Infantry. In summer 1865, the 56th saw combat for the first time. 360 of its members, including Drew, were sent to capture Confederate troops destroying local farms in Union-held Arkansas. 1,000 Arkansas and Missouri Confederates met the Union forces, and an hours-long battle ended in a stalemate. At war's end, Private Drew stayed on as parts of the troops were assigned to garrison duty at Helena. Although a cholera outbreak then decimated the unit, Drew survived and was discharged in St. Louis. He quickly returned to Arkansas to enroll in a new Quaker vocational school, and after graduating, decided to enter the clergy. In 1871, he became a minister in the Religious Society of Friends, and soon after married. In 1873, he and his wife decided to move to Oregon, settling in North Portland. Drew led the Sunnyside Quaker meeting, but in 1907 became minister of Portland's Mount Zion African Methodist Episcopal Church. After the Civil War, Americans Union veterans created a new organization called the Grand Army of the Republic. Unlike the military, the Grand Army of the Republic was not segregated, and Drew became involved in the Oregon chapter. In 1902, Drew took a leadership role in a quest to raise funds for a memorial to war veterans at Portland's Lone Fir Cemetery. He gave speeches across Portland to raise support, including a speech titled, quote, "The Condition of the Colored Race Before, During, and Since the Civil War," end quote. The fundraising effort was a success. Drew remained an active member of the Oregon GAR the rest of his life and was named the chaplain of the Oregon chapter in 1919. He closed each of his reports with a quote which summarizes his own life well. Quote, "Let us be our best at all times, supporting and encouraging in every possible way those things that are just and right," end quote. Daniel Drew died in 1923 and was buried in Lone Fir Cemetery, not far from the memorial he helped make possible. He is one of at least 15 Black Civil War veterans buried in Oregon. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.